Glace Bay Volunteer Fire Department is off to a busy start of the brush fire season. Chief John Chan says they've responded to 20 brush fires so far. He says that's more than usual and many are preventable.
Most brush or grass fires within our community, we go there and don't know actually who lit the match, but for some reason this year, people actually burning in their backyards, and of course in Glace Bay that is illegal to do, but that is the cause of 50% of our fires. We went to 20 grass fires this year, and 10 were actually caused by homeowners either cleaning their property or doing a bylaw infraction and burning and leaving it unattended.
Chan says high winds are feeding the flames and creating dry conditions regardless of the heavy snowfall this past winter.
The snow is, it seemed like we did get a lot, and I was actually the first time I was in the woods or in the some of the fields, I was actually was surprised how dry they are, and I don't think people realize that the yeah, we had the snow and we had some rain, but with the way the wind is, it's drying everything up very quickly, and that is causing the issues. But in the forest, we have been in a few few woods fires around the town here, and they get scary. And this is one of the times of the year that usually we don't deal with those big brush fires, but we're getting them. It is dry.
Chan says the department is on high alert and prepared.
We know it comes every year. It's like an Olympic event sometimes. It's very. It has died. It has not. Over the years, it has grass fires have fallen off, but it seems the ones we have now are turning into larger fires, whether it's a structure or whether it's going into the woods and becoming larger. So we are on high alert. We're running, actually, we run more equipment to these fires when they're coming in now. Before, we used to go there, and if we needed help, we'd call back. But now we're actually running more equipment to make sure we can contain them as quick as we can.
Chan says it's crucial that people check the provincial restrictions map before starting a fire, which is available at novascotia.ca/burnsafe. Currently, no fires are permitted anywhere in the province. Fines for breaking the fire ban can run up to $25,000. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.